Evet.
Its name, they will know me.
They will know me.
Yes. First day of the school year. New teachers, new students, new grade. I wonder, how will they react when I open my laptop? Or when I speak? Or when I ask for help to cut a piece of paper? Such a simple task that are like mountains in my way. The thoughts run through my mind. What do they think as I look down and type away while they speak? I don't write with a pen because these hands don't write what I ask them to. When I speak, do they really not understand? Are they tagging me as a lady, incapable, unable? What I do know is that at the end of the year, they will know me. My talent, my skill, my passion, my drive. Oh, they will know me. And they will know that this disability doesn't define me.
You are more than enough. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Echo Apoko Dakwa, 15.
Yes.
Taylor Alderdice.
We have cleared off the table the leftover sakes. Wash the dishes and put them away. I have told you a story and tucked you in tight at the end of your knockabout day. As the moon sets its sails to carry you to sleep over the midnight sea, I will sing you a song no one sang to me. May it keep you good company. You can be anybody you want to be. You can love whomever you will. You can travel any country. You can travel any country where your heart beats, and though I will love you still, you can live by yourself. You can live by yourself. You can gather friends around. You can choose one, the special one, and the only measure. And the only measure of your words and your deeds will be the love you leave behind when you're gone. There are girls who grow up strong and bold. There are boys quiet and kind. Some race on ahead, some follow behind, some go in their own way and time. Some women love women, some men love men, some raise children, some never do. You can dream all the day, never reaching the end of everything possible for you. Don't be rattled by names, by taunts, by games, but seek out spirits true. If you give your friends the best part of yourself, they will give the same back to you. You can be anybody you want to be. and love whomever you will.
Sing it with us.
You can travel any country where your heart beats, and know I will love you still. You can live by yourself, you can gather friends around, you can choose one special one. And the only measure of your words and your deeds will be the love you leave behind when you're done. The love you leave behind when you're done.
Thank you very much.
That's Fred Small, Everything Possible, and Eko Apaku Dakwa was the poet you heard. And I hope his words were as inspirational to you as they were to me and everybody else here in the studio this morning. What an amazing person. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Chad Green, Alexis Thompson, and Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, Radio Phoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Audio Now at area code 515-605-9542, and tune in. Streama, Simple Radio, Radio Garden, and other internet radio stations and streaming services, all available on your audio device of choice.
Walking down the street, and suddenly you meet a pair of brown eyes dancing along. Up go the lights, out go the flags, on come the dancers, bang goes the drum, and you're in love. And the show has begun. Then you're hand in hand, and louder than the band, your happy heart starts singing a song. And up go the lights, out go the flags, on come the dancers, bang goes the drum, and you're in love. And the show has begun. The world's a stage, the moon's a spotlight in the skies, your heart's applauding, and the curtain started to rise. Suddenly you kiss, and nothing quite like this has ever happened to you before. As up go the lights, out go the flags, on come the dancers, bang goes the drum, and you're in love. And the show has begun. Spotlight in the skies, your heart's applauding, and the curtain started to rise. Suddenly you kiss, and nothing quite like this has ever happened to you before. As up go the lights, out go the flags, on come the dancers, bang goes the drum, and you're in love. And the show has begun. The world's a stage, the moon's a spotlight in the skies. Your heart's applauding and the curtain started to rise. Suddenly you kiss, and nothing quite like this has ever happened to you before. As up go the lights, out go the flags, on come the dancers, bang goes the drum, and you're in love. And the show, and the show, and the show has begun.
Blossom Dearie at the Saturday Light Brigade getting this hour started, and in a moment, Ethan Tucker is going to join us, and I can't wait to hear from him. Some country blues singer-songwriter. We'll talk a little bit about his music. We're getting him set up and ready to go here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Thank you for being with us today. Do you just tune in around now? We were here at 6 Eastern. Where were you then? I hope you know that you can join us anytime on a Saturday morning, if not via your local radio station at slbradio.org/radio. And you're welcome to show up whenever you'd like. We'll always be here to greet you. And the good thing is, if you missed features, you can always catch them at neighborhoodvoices.org. Last week we had Chris Cox from Pittsburgh Opera, poet Natalie Homer, singer-songwriter, Washington, D.C.-based Alex Hamburger, and we have interviews galore from Crash the Carnegies, the 125th anniversary celebration of Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh and Carnegie Museums of Pittsburgh. Catch all those features at neighborhoodvoices.org. Now it gives me great pleasure to continue our tradition of presenting live music before your very ears through the radio for you to enjoy. We'll learn more about the person you're about to hear throughout the hour. We'll start with a song, though. Here is Ethan Tucker.
Try again, or just try not to remember all the remember-whens. To cry together on the telephone is oh so much better than to cry. Don't cry alone, oh my baby, don't you cry alone. Funny how lovers can turn to ghosts, haunting the voices of their lonesome hosts. Everyone is plagued by their own heartaches and fears. Oh, so who is not to blame for all the sadness here? If I'd care to drown out my sorrows that way, I'd be out of luck, 'cause all the drinks are out of pocket these days. I've tried my luck down at the county fair, oh, but those judges told me shiny songs are much too down to bear. So I'll just drag them around to every broken down dive in hopes I catch the ear of a drunken A&R guy. Oh, and make him cry. Oh, he just might cut me a record deal if I make him cry. So I keep my head up and guitar in hand, 'cause they feed me for free when I drown out my sorrows that way. I'd be out of luck, 'cause all the drinks are out of pocket these days.
Ethan Tucker, and I'm not sure where I even want to start with you. That there's a lot to talk about. First of all, that was a great song. Can you tell me, Tucker, about it? And, you know, roughly, no, we don't have to dissect it, but when wrote it and how it came to you. That song, there's a lot going on in that song that's just wonderful to listen to.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Yeah, so I think I wrote it 2 years ago now. Well, I guess it was probably right before the pandemic started, actually. And yeah, it's first started out as a heartbreak song. A lot of mine do. And then I try to veer away from that because too many of my songs are. So, yeah, it kind of turned into something that's more of a, I guess, kind of a sarcastic commentary on being a musician, being a songwriter, and kind of getting my footing and starting out. So,
you may not have seen me. I had to really stop myself from laughing out loud at the A&R guy.
Thank you.
Reference. The lyrics are great throughout, but that one I did not see coming. It just had me going. And that song seems kind of like an anthem for you, or at least somewhat anthemic.
Yeah, it's one of my it's one of my favorites, I think, that I've written, and it's called Opening Act. So I always play it to open up. I feel like it's very fitting in that way.
Absolutely. Well, I'd like to learn a little bit more about you. Are you from Pittsburgh originally, or tell me a little bit about where did you come from?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm from, I guess, sort of the Pittsburgh area. Washington, PA is where I grew up till I was about 8, and then moved to Aliquippa. Kind of Independence is the township. It's a little rural township in Aliquippa around the edge of Beaver County. So always grew up within, like, reasonable driving distance of the city, but kind of out in the countryside. So.
Yeah, well, we know Washington well. WNJR is an affiliate. And my wife, Ricky, who conveniently moved away a second ago, is from Chippewa, and she knows that. And we always would say that, you know, you could tell people you were moving to L.A., as in L.A. Quippa. So, you know, you could tell. You can legitimately tell the person who you want to book to open up for the band that, you know, you cut your teeth in L.A.
Yeah, exactly. I can say that.
And that you were in indie from Independence, right?
Yeah.
When did you start playing and writing?
Yeah, so I've been playing guitar, I guess, since I was about 8 years old.
Wow.
Not super seriously, I guess, probably. I started really digging into it whenever I started high school. And it's about the same time that I started songwriting, too.
Excellent. And I am curious about the guitar you're holding, which is a Martin, but it's unusual. And is there some history to it?
I mean, not too much. I actually bought it a few months ago. I've always wanted a Martin, and I finally saved up enough money to pick one up. It's used. It's got some scratches and dents, kind of the way I like them. It's all dark wood, as you could probably tell.
Yeah, and I guess that's probably what is making it stick out to me.
Yeah.
It's got a almost a mahogany type finish on it.
It's actually all mahogany, yeah. And that's kind of harken back to, I forget what year. I think it was during the Depression, but Martin was trying to cut costs and started making all mahogany guitars. And yeah, so they're cheaper.
Huh, interesting.
They sound great, though.
Yeah, it has great tone. And as that song began, not to get too technical, I don't know if they're hammered ons, but the initial notes and the bending of the notes were, it really sounded great.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
How did you learn to play?
I started out just kind of with a local teacher from Moon, Roger Sigelski. Shout out to Roger if he's listening. He's really into 80s rock and classic rock too, but really like, you know, 80s hair metal kind of stuff. And that's what I played for the first few years of playing guitar. And then whenever I guess maybe a few years before high school, I started digging into folk music a little bit. And then that's what I started switching over to in high school. And that's really where my passion was.
Do you remember anybody who captivated you folk-wise or acoustically when you started the come to the other side, so to speak?
Yeah, absolutely. When I started, it was Simon and Garfunkel. I remember my mom, I think, had a Bridge Over Troubled Water playing in the kitchen one day, and I was like, oh, that sounds pretty cool. You know, it's different than Van Halen, but
that'll lead to all those String of Heartbreak songs.
Yeah,
too. Gosh, I remember those albums. It's great to have you here. There's more I'm curious about, but why don't we make sure you get a chance to play, too. What would you to play next?
Next, I'm probably going to move on to a song I call I'm probably going to move on to a song called No Dice. I'm trying to mix up kind of upbeat ones and slower ones. So I guess my next tune is called No Dice.
No Dice. And if you're just joining us, Ethan Tucker is who is here. We have a link to a website that will take you to his various digital music pages. And here, once again, he prefers to be called Tucker, which is fun. Fun for so many reasons. I think of the car with that headlight. Do you know the Tucker?
That's
automobile?
What I was named after, Preston Tucker.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Yeah, that's why my dad named me. My full name is Ethan Tucker Metzel. I just go by Ethan Tucker because Metzel's a little tough to spell. But
I'm astonished that that I hit on that.
You got it. Nail on the head, yeah.
Yeah, the innovative Ethan Tucker, and this song is called No Dice.
So I can't do as I'm told, and I'll just keep killing time till I shed my mortal coil and plead above to the Lord of love for a chance to end my toil. But she says no dice, babe, no cigar, my darling dear. There ain't no luck out in the world makes you think you'd get some here. There just ain't no dice, babe. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, wah, wah. And since I was a young boy, I have always longed for fame. And it's dreadful. Immortality, well, hey now, who's to blame? 'Cause it's so hard to see the misery that follows a day in the sun. So when I'm asked if I'll be gassed when my 15 minutes run, I say no dice, babe, no cigar, my darling dear. There ain't no luck out in the world makes you think I'd have some here. There just ain't no dice, babe, no hidden ace up in my sleeve. And we'll Some here, there just ain't no dice, babe. No hidden ace up in my sleeve. Yeah, and we'll all sit and wait for it, lest you make plans to leave. There just ain't no dice, babe.
Ethan Tucker, a song called No Dice. I just put a picture of him up on our Facebook page at SLB Radio in case you're wondering what he looks like and what that pretty guitar looks like. Wow. So you're a pretty smart lyricist, and I guess I'm pretty curious. Tell me how you honed your writing skills. If you're able. The first two songs you've done are almost like little operettas, or little films, little shorts, and that one in particular, stylistically and lyrically, was just delightful to travel through with you. Can you talk a little bit about your I don't want to be so what is your process, but yeah, it's not bad. It's for, I'm just curious what makes you tick or how these songs get born.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest thing, well, it's something a lot of artists say and a lot of artists are trying to do, but I'm mostly trying to make music that entertains myself first, and that's something that I would listen to and say, oh, that's pretty clever, you know. Not to call myself clever, but
that's interesting, because I haven't heard that from many other artists. But as I think about it, there really is some truth to that, because if there's going to be integrity to your work, it's going to come from within rather than targeting a specific audience, which is ever-changing. And I never really thought about it as entertaining oneself, but despite your saying that's a common sentiment, I'm not sure anybody's expressed it that clearly. So that's the first step, is to make sure it's something that you feel you would want to listen to.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, that's kind of the first step. And then I think the second step is to kind of really exaggerate the emotions that I'm feeling in a lot of ways. I take a lot of my experiences and try to stretch them out as big as I can. And maybe it's a bit of a, you know, stretch of the truth. But I try to have real emotion to back what I'm singing, even if it is a song about, I don't know, being so down on your luck that you don't know what to do. I don't think I've ever been, you know, in that bad of a shape. But you know, I like to put some emotion that I actually experience behind that. So,
can you consciously recall how you figured that out when it comes to songwriting?
Yeah, it would have had to have been something like a breakup song. Little 15-year-old Tucker was really really upset about a you know, 2 month relationship that ended, and and it was woe is me and that kind of thing. And I you know, you get over that pretty quick, of course, but you get over it pretty quickly. But I started to realize that the excuse me, the material that I was writing whenever I was feeling like that was pretty good. That's not to say that you'd need, you know, to feel awful to write good music, but I realized that I was actually putting the emotions that I was feeling into the music I was writing.
What about the magnification part of it, though, to make it even greater than what you might be feeling? The, as you put it, the exaggeration.
I don't know. I guess it probably stemmed from starting writing at a young age. You know, every emotion you feel is times 10, you know, what it normally is for say an adult. And that worked its way into my songwriting. And I guess in some ways, whenever I still write songs, I still try to feel that way. Maybe not feel that way, but realize that, like, okay, I'm feeling this emotion. Maybe it's not so bad, but, or maybe it's not so good. But let's sit down and explore it as deeply as we can and see if we can put that into words.
That's really interesting. Ethan Tucker is the voice you're hearing. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations or your audio device of choice. And it's fascinating to me. You're making, I hate to be so analytical, but you've just got me thinking in a lot of different ways. People talk about, you know, songs that are honest and perfectly descriptive. This idea of extending and stretching, it actually, there's a lot in the folk tradition where songs go a little bit beyond. I immediately thought of, you know, the sun being so hot, I froze to death, and, you know, songs like that.
Yeah.
But it's fascinating. Now, are you, with the pandemic, you probably have not been playing out too much.
Not much, no.
Do you hope to?
Yeah, absolutely. I think live performance is one of my favorite things to do. And recently, you know, being vaccinated and all, and just kind of being cautious playing outside over the summer, I've been able to get a few gigs here and there and do some stuff. But
do you busk at all?
I used to, yeah. When I was younger, I probably should now. Honestly, it helped pay the bills a little more. But
I think you'd be amazing busking.
Thank you,
because your voice really carries well. And I mean this as a compliment. I think people would want to stop and gawk and like, what's going on here? Where did you busk? In town? Or I can't imagine Independence is a thriving busking area.
Oh, no. But Beaver, downtown Beaver, actually, is kind of where I bust most of the time. And then I did farmers markets, specifically the one in Bellevue. And I think that might be the only one, actually. I think I went there a few times. But
yeah, that's a good that's my neighborhood.
There you go. Yeah.
Bellevue, Brad Yoder's organized some things there, and it's a good scene. And downtown Beaver is actually a great place to do that sort of thing.
It is, yeah.
I know we linked to your website, which in turn goes to Spotify, Apple Music, and a few others. I didn't study it. I think I saw some YouTube videos too. Do you have some merch out there that people can download or get at?
Yeah, I mean, I have some. I have an EP out, and you know, if you follow that link, you can stream it or you can download it from iTunes or something like that. But yeah, it's an EP called Out of Luck. Features that opening act song that I played at the beginning, and then two other tunes that I don't play live so much anymore. But yeah, it's something that I put together sort of right at the beginning of the pandemic too. And yeah, hopefully I'm going to have another EP, maybe closer to a full length album, out at the beginning of next year. That's a little more representative of what I'm doing now, but nevertheless, you know, I still stand by those songs. I think there's some good ones. So
yeah, it's hard as your work ages and mm-hmm. and you know, they're usually enduring. I hope. Maybe not the 8-year-old song about the breakup, or the 15-year, the 8th grade breakup.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
You were 15.
It's not on there. Don't worry.
when you record the album and get out again, do you think it's just you, or do you think there's a band with you, or have you thought about that?
Yeah. So I actually, whenever I play live, I have kind of a one man band spiel. I have like a little foot percussion drum and kind of get that act going and play electric most of the time. And I actually went to Duquesne and recorded, I think it's 9 songs. I don't know if they're all gonna be on the same album that I put out or not. But I am gonna put out kind of like it's basically a pretty polished representation of my live set.
Not that my opinion matters, but I think it suits you to be a solo performer and to do those other parts. I can't even tell you why, but somehow I think you'd be deluded. Not deluded, but diluted.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, I understand.
To have much more around you. Interesting similar words there. I never thought about that so much. Ethan Tucker is who you're listening to, and Tucker's going to play a few more songs this morning. As we listen to him, you can learn more about him. I'm trying to think, Googling Ethan Tucker music probably would work. We've linked to him from SLB Radio's website, too.
It might if you take a look on there. There's also an Ethan Tucker who's on The Voice, though, so... That makes things a little difficult for me.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
or maybe not.
Maybe it helps. I don't know. Yeah, we'll see.
How's he doing? Is he still on it?
Oh, he's doing a lot better than I am. He's not on The Voice. Okay. But yeah, he has some good music out. I actually sat down and listened to it. So a little plug for the other Ethan Tucker.
I'm just amazed that I know what The Voice is. I don't know. I don't think I've ever watched it, but I know it.
I've watched it a few times, but yeah, it's not something that I stick around too much. I feel pretty bad about myself pretty quick. So.
either for using your time to watch it or for not being talented.
Oh no,
enough.
they're all so great. They sound spectacular. Yeah, I'm like, okay, I guess I should probably go practice instead of watching TV. Then,
what would you like to play next?
I've got a song called Prayer Number 2.
Prayer Number 2. Once again, Ethan Tucker.
Got to adjust the capo real quick. Sorry.
Oh, tuning matters.
Yes.
Tuning is encouraged.
I tune because I care.
Gives me a chance to thank you for listening to the Saturday Light Brigade this morning. And to encourage you, if you can, to really pay attention to the lyrics and the artistry of Ethan as he offers this next song. Take it away, Tucker.
I've been trying to write song from me to the rest of the world, so sweet and vain that it won't be forgotten, but I can't seem to find the right. Sinners, and even worse, live a life to please the flesh and hear the spoken. Well, baby, I think that's my kind of curse. Would you beg old Saint Peter to let me in? Will I even see you there with that purple in your hair? 'Cause it's how I best remember you being. Oh, oh. Or could I afford my toll with them good deeds I did in school? Are they enough to save my soul? Oh, oh, oh. Look at my reflection. I see much more than skin and bones. So to turn my life back to that old direction would take too much faith in more than I am shown. Baby, sure know how to do it. Give your life up to the God your parents know. Well, he'll pin you to a cross and leave you to it. Then judge you from the right hand of the throne.
Heath and Tucker, prayer two. Did I get that right?
Yeah, prayer two. Number two. Yeah,
number two.
Yeah.
Have you published your lyrics, or when in your EP, for example, did you include the lyrics?
I did not, no. I probably should do that somewhere or sometime.
I would encourage you to do that if you're comfortable, because I think your lyrics are of the kind that you just want to read over and over, and maybe you read again. There's a lot going on. You're a really good writer. Do you labor over lyrics? I mean, do you spend – I am guessing that you draft and redraft and redraft and really work at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I spend a lot of time. Usually I spend a lot of time on words. Sometimes, you know, every artist gets a little like eureka moment here and there, you know. But most of the time it's a phrase, or it's a maybe a verse at the most, and then I have to sit down and I have to work around that a lot. And I spend a lot of time probably unnecessarily worrying about little words too, and swapping them out here and there. I'm sure I sang three or four different words that I've changed since I recorded that live set at Duquesne. So they'll probably be different on the record, but you know.
It's a cliche kind of question, but do words come first in your case before the music, or is it a blend?
It's a blend for sure, yeah.
Yeah, there's just something, it's clear, I guess it's clear to me that the words really matter. And sometimes they seem to have equal weight. In your case, they seem to matter. Not to take away from your guitar playing.
Oh, no worries. I think of myself as more of a poet than a musician. I guess I advertise myself as a musician whenever I'm trying to get gigs. But as far as kind of how I feel, I express myself artistically, it's definitely more through the words I write.
Are you hoping to tour at all once the world becomes a little bit more open again?
Yeah, that would be great. I think that would be wonderful. Not sure how to go about getting that started. I think first step is maybe to get some music out there first. But yeah, I would really love to.
Yeah, I could see you maybe finding a like-minded person in another town and doing, you know, swapping.
Yeah, absolutely.
Swapping locations or playing together, opening acts and closing acts and all together. You can learn more about Tucker's recordings. There's a link at our website to his website and also to his Facebook page. It's Ethan Tucker. What did we decide? Ethan Tucker Music Pittsburgh. That'll do it.
Yeah, yeah, that should pull it up. I think I have Pittsburgh and all my social media platforms, so it should get you somewhere.
If you have any trouble, contact us, and we'll get you in touch with him. We should have time for two more songs if I'm careful.
Okay, yeah.
They're extended length songs, you know. I think we have about 12 minutes of radio time. That'll probably... Okay. Should do. I think we can do two.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
As long as you got it in you, don't let me rush you.
Okay.
What would you like to do next?
Yeah, so next one I'll probably do is called Reason to Sing.
Floods with rain, muddy like the words that are swirling in my brain. But those words, they don't always come out true, 'cause I have never done cocaine, even though my old songs say I do. They say I do, and their voices are fairer than mine. Without wavering tones, burdened by time, as are those who know the sad fact is there ain't nothing that's certain in time but for death and taxes. Yeah, the fact is death and taxes.
so don't go fall in love with some gal for her role on the silver screen. 'Cause every tear in her eye and every word on her tongue, they were scripted for a scene. And all the workers in song act so wise when in truth they don't know anything. They're all just running for the money and the flesh and trying to find themselves a reason to sing. I would sing and prayers I'd pray back when I was young, just a boy. Well, now I never recall them these days. Now that gold is my god and its jingle is my joy, oh my fleeting joy, and love is more scarce than before. Nobody cares to hear the word anymore, but still it's hiding in my heart. And anytime I let someone in, God, they tear me apart. Oh, they tear me apart, my calloused heart. Yes, yeah, so don't go fall in love with some man for his role on the silver screen. Every tear in his eye and every word on his tongue, they were scripted for a scene. And all the workers in song will act so wise. Keep in mind, we don't know a goddamn thing. We're all just running for the money and the flesh and trying to find ourselves a reason to sing. Oh, 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 oh.
Ethan Tucker, Reason to Sing. I love the way these complex lyrics kind of hitch a ride on the guitar playing that you're doing, which, while varied throughout all the songs, to me at least, has it's as if the music is a little faster than the lyric, or is pulling the lyric through the song. It's a nice feeling. It's like taking you along.
Thank you. I think so. It's just because I speed up when I'm nervous.
you're not. It's not that you're not out of sync at all.
Okay,
I don't mean it that way.
No,
I just
know.
There's a forward motion to it that that kind of keeps you in the game. It's very not that it's my intention, but it's like what I said about busking. It's very hard to not listen.
Yeah.
Given the way that you've structured the songs.
Well, thank you.
We're going to have Ethan play us out. Ethan Tucker, I want to just thank a few other guests quickly. Mm-hmm. Thanks to Sarah Simpkins from Pittsburgh Center for Creative Reuse for being with us today. Jeffrey Chips, along with sons Isaac and Sam of Steel City Shakespeare Center. Also, Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra Executive Director Bill Powers, Thomas Douglas from Bach Choir of Pittsburgh, Point Park University students Alwyn Holder and Brooke Doran and their animation for Pittsburgh Opera. I'm glad they were here to talk with us today. Also, our Propel Montour students, Christine and DeAndre, along with Camille of Bethel Park, Dev of Shady Side Academy, and Ezra from Pittsburgh SciTech, and poet Echo Apaku Dakwa of Taylor Alderdice, and his mom and Brother Kofi, thanks for being with us. Thanks to you, too, for being here with us today. Tucker is going to play us out, and I want to be sure you know that you can meet us here next week. Is there anything I did not get a chance to ask you that you wanted to point out about your music or just that folks should know?
No, I think you asked some very, very good questions. I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's my pleasure, and thank you for being here. Thanks to Alexis Thompson, by the way, who booked all of those guests I just mentioned, and to Chad Green for a great mix, and Ricky Berger for all the things that she does, answering lots of phone calls and messages, and our whole staff at SLB. What would you like to finish up with?
Yes, this last tune is called Pinocchio's Lament.
Once again, here is Ethan Tucker.
Does Jesus Christ even exist? What if I found him in a bottle or the back of a brothel? Would you still call it a sin? Well, no amount of faith or fairy dust could neuter my heart or eradicate all this existential lust. But what I wouldn't do to be once more like you. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, I wish I were a puppet again. Is it true? I don't know, 'cause my nose don't grow, but I wish it could. Yeah, life is so much more complicated. You're a real man. If you don't want to be a banker or work for one, well, you're chasing a dream that one day all these songs might get me paid. Oh, but who's to say, 'cause back in school they hardly even got me laid. But what I wouldn't do to be once more like you. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, I wish I were a puppet again. Is it true? I don't know, 'cause my nose don't grow, but I wish it could. Yeah, life is so much more complicated.
Life is so complicated when you're a real man.
so very simple when you're made of wood.
No Dems Left Behind. Make sure you check out the work that they do.
From approximately coast to coast and from one side of Lyle Boulevard to the other, you're tuned to the new sound of the Mon Valley. Internet radio, WMCK.FM McKeesport, and WRCT Pittsburgh. It's 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. That's a groove.
When I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
the devil called my name.
When I was just a boy,
I say now, who do?
Ooh.
Who do you think you're fooling?
When I was just a boy,
I'm a consecrated boy.
When I was just a boy,
singer in a Sunday choir. Oh, my mama loves me, she loves me. She get down on her knees and hug me. She loves me like a rock. She rocked me like a rock, oh baby, just love me. She loved me, loved me, loved me, loved me. When I was grown to be a man, and the devil would call my name, I say now, who do? Who do you think you're fooling? I'm a consummated man. Such a little purity, my mama loves. She loves me. She get down on her knees and hug me. Oh, she loves me like a rock. She rocked me like a rock. Oh, baby, just don't love me. She loved me, loved me, loved me, loved me. And if I was the president, the minute the Congress called my name, I'd say now, who do? I'm up on the presidential podium. My mama loves me. She loves me. She get down on her knees and hug me. Oh, she loves me like a rock. She rocked me like the rock. Oh, baby, just love me. She loves me, love me, love me, love me.
Love me like a rock.
She loves me.
There goes Ryman Simon. It's Paul Simon himself here on Tube City Online Radio and 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University. How are ya? Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your deacon of doo-wop, your salt in the swing, your come loudly graduate, the gentleman gets to groove for Gology, Jay Thurber at 12:04. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul, right up until that 3 o'clock hour. The full-time request line is open until then at 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Also taking your requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Cloudy skies, cold, windy out there. Looking for a high today of 40. Right now, outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, 35 degrees.
Jay Thurber!
Go, go, Tiger!